It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Listen to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. A little shout out to our friends in Ann Arbor, WTKA 1050 Sports Talk, WLBY 1290 Talk. We are smoking up the backyards of mid-Michigan. Today we're live in Rockford, Michigan at a place called Old World Olive Press. We're going to break down olive oils and balsamic vinegars for you. We're going to tell you what magic these two ingredients do on the grill. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. I'm the original Infraredneck, and today we're going to be talking to some cool people, and we're not just blowing smoke.
No, we're not. We blew a little smoke this week. We had the latest installment of the Grilling Club. We were downtown Grand Rapids. Had a great time. Got done. We did it in We did it in conjunction with the Blues on the Mall, so we had a lot of fun, fed a lot of people down there. I get all done with the thing, and I'm packing up the grilling rig and putting all our equipment back in the rig, and up comes this street hustler. I got my back to the guy, and I'm loading the truck, and all of a sudden this cooler comes over my shoulder and gets slammed into my truck. I'm like, whoa, who the heck are you? He's like, hey, man, I just helped you. Give me $10. And I'm like, give me $10? What are you talking about? I was going to turn around and put my cooler in. He's like, well, I helped you, so you help me. So, okay, I'm a nice guy. I'm going to pull out a couple bucks and give to the guy. He sees a 20 in there. He goes, don't give me a couple bucks. Give me that 20. I'm like, pal, I'm giving you nothing. But anyway, life happens, man. Life happens. But the guy was trying to hustle me. I almost bit.
I think you're kind of a hard ass. You should have just flipped him 100.
Yeah, right. You're hungry.
Come on.
Yeah, right. But anyway, you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday. We are in Rockford, Michigan. And joining us right now, we've got the brewer from Jamesport Brewery, Tom Buchanan.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning, Tom. And Tom is not only the brewer, but he is one of the principals and founder of Jamesport. And Maureen and I were there last weekend. We were up in, of course, coming back from our show up north. And we just took the lakeshore all the way home, which is beautiful to drive the Lake Michigan lakeshore. And we had our little convertible and the bikes on the back. And I said, let's go to Ludington. So we went into Ludington, hung out on the beach for a while, and I said, okay, I got to track down this microbrewery here because I've heard about it for too long, and I'm ashamed of myself. I grew up, you know, pretty close to Ludington, and I should know if there's a microbrewer in Ludington, I should know this guy. So I went in there, and I nosed around, and I asked the waitress, is the brewer or owner here?
Brewer.
And yeah, and she goes, yeah, he's right here. It's like, wow, I got lucky. So Tom gave me the whole tour of the place, and wonderful facility. If you're going to Ludington this summer, this is a cool place. Now, you've been open 10 years, right?
13 years this coming March.
Wow, 13. This place is beautiful inside. My wife has got an eye for detail. She's just always kind of, you know, noticing the little things in life.
How'd she pick you, man?
Flush toilets.
Because she's got an eye for detail, you know, these pecs and everything. But the place is immaculately clean. It's painted perfectly. I mean, it's detailed out. It's just very, very nice. And congratulations. You built a beautiful business. He went down. He took us down into the cellar where he brews. It's spotless. It's all painted, nice concrete. He's got all his tanks. Just, I mean, everything's detailed out. And you can tell that the attention to detail is in every part of your business. And that's why your beers were so phenomenal. I've been to a lot of microbreweries, but to have a tasting tray like you brought us, to have every beer I taste a winner, I mean, that doesn't happen a whole lot where
I go. Thanks, Bob. You know, we do pay a lot of attention to detail there. And oops, blown away here. And, gosh, thanks a lot for all the compliments. I mean, you know, what can I say?
Well, the Hefeweizen, for one thing, I mean, I love Hefes. I drink a lot of Frankenmuth Hefeweizen.
That's a very good beer also.
It is very good, and yours was very much like theirs. You also had a phenomenal scotch, which I hope we're going to taste this morning.
Okay.
Scotch ale. That was
my arm.
You know, I do like scotch ales. That one in particular. Tell us how you make your scotch ale.
Well, with a lot of barley and a little bit of wheat and a good strong yeast culture.
And what kind of food would you normally eat when you're having a scotch ale? I know you've got a restaurant there, pretty nice restaurant at the Jamesport Brewery. So tell us what on the menu that people normally order when they're having one of those scotch ales.
Well, you know, if we were to have a nice prime rib or a barbecue rib special, I'd go with barbecue ribs.
Mm-hmm. Scotch ale, it's kind of dark. It'd take care of that heavy flavor.
Very malty.
Yeah.
Good caramels.
So it could be like the perfect weekend to go up to Ludington, hang out on the beach, get yourself a nice room up there, and, well, we had the perch. You have a perch appetizer that is a pecan-encrusted perch. Jop and I love perch. He's got a cherry balsamic dressing that you dip this perch in. And, I mean, I had one bite, and I think I sucked down the whole plate. My wife, you know, had to keep her fingers out of the way. But if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we are live in Rockford at the Old World Olive Press, Rockford, Michigan, just north of Grand Rapids. They're having a big event in town all day, and we're talking with Tom Buchanan, founder of Jamesport Brewery in Ludington, Michigan. And it honestly is a place that it'd be worth going to Ludington just to try out Jamesport.
Well, thanks. I'd like to give a little plug and congratulations to Jamesport Brewing Company's female fishing crew who participated in the Ludington Offshore Classic this weekend and scored fourth place.
Out of how many boats?
I'm not sure. There's a bunch of them out there, though.
That is a big fishing competition. Later in the show, we're going to have a report from the east side. Captain Ken Glupker of Gyra Charter is going to talk about some walleye. Great. But these guys were salmon fishing, weren't they?
Yes. Yeah, it was Captain Ron Sato and First Mate Joe.
Right.
And they had the best beer on the lake, too.
I'm sure they'd have, yes.
So tell us about, we only have a few minutes left. Tell us, what other beers do you have on tap at Jamesport?
Right now we've got a great German Kolsch, a German Alt. We've got a ESB. We've got an IPA, which I produce with Michigan hops. We've got our Scottish Strong. I got a Weissenbach. I've got a Hefeweizen. I got apricot wheat. Will be coming up in a couple days, and we have a blueberry wheat. Big fun beers.
Yeah, big flavor. Lots of fruit forward in those.
Actually, it's the fruit beers are a little bit more of a subtle approach. You know, just a hint in a great wheat beer.
Yeah, the blueberry wheat in particular. Now, I thought it was very cool because he brings you a glass of blueberry wheat, and there's like three or four little blueberries floating on top just for a kind of a cool presentation, but a very subtle hint of blueberry. It wasn't a fruity beer at all.
No.
And I would tell anybody, if you're at these microbreweries and they're brewing some of these different fruit flavored beers, to try them, because they're not all going to taste like a framboise. You know, they're not all real heavy pungent fruit. You've done a wonderful job at making subtle beers. Your Kolsch was phenomenal.
Thanks, Bob.
And I just welcome anybody to cruise up to Ludington, because it's worth the price of admission.
Oh, yeah. And anything free is worth saving for.
Right? Oh, man. Well, that's good, Tom. Thanks a lot. I'm looking forward to trying a couple of these beers you brought with us. I see you got three growlers in the cooler there, so we'll go easy on those because we got a lot of show ahead of us.
But that's right.
Anyway, coming up next, we're going to have Shasta sit in from the Old World Olive Press. We're going to talk about olive oils and the uses that you can have on and around the grill. So you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and we are going to talk a little bit with Rob Russell as well, and then we'll be back.
And go to his head and his wife's aggravation. You soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.